Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Devotees for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And check out our blog, DivaAbdul.com, where if you haven't been there the past week, and shame on you, I have posted all the audios from the Day of Days events from last Saturday. We had our friends Carrie Sachs and Sherry Henry attend again this year. This is the third year in a row, I think, the two of them. Maybe it's fourth year. Yeah, it might be the fourth. And they always do an awesome job, and they got to interview the actors. Besides being on our blog, it's also here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you have been subscribing to our show on iTunes, you would have had that automatically downloaded onto your playlist. So that's awesome. Yeah, so we managed to get through everybody, but not Camila, Deidre Hall or Billy Flynn. It's a bummer, but basically every year the rotation doesn't work out and we miss out on a few actors. So basically everybody else is up there. And also while you're on the blog, you can subscribe to our e-newsletter. Basically you just get a daily email alerting you to the posts that happened that day. Right now I have on there the Days of Life spoiler picks for November 21st, the spoiler promo, which has Justin and Adrian on it, and their interrupted wedding, and the ratings for the week of November 7th are also on there. So if you sign up for the email, you get all that straight to your inbox. Facebook, I have a fan page, a like page. It's Diva Days for Lives. And you can. There's also a friend page, Diva Abdul. It's under my name, Carrie Messner. And again, here you could follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And finally, our girls have called in. We have Anna and Marianne. And hey, girls.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hello. I'm sorry. I thought it was Anna. Bobby, do we? Give us a couple of minutes, and I'll put you on, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, Anna. Oh, it's me. We had a problem at the store. The stupid door went and closed, and it was my shoes. So the manager, and it's like two old ladies trying to get this door. We had to take the screws out of the door at the top so it would close.
Oh, my.
One of the screws at the top broke off. You know, it has on one of the spring ones. So we've got a couple of young girls there, and there's like four of us trying to, you know, no man in sight. But we did it. You know, we got this door. We had to take actually all the screws out for the, you know, the door to close. So I'm driving home now. So I thought I'd call in real quick. I might have to get off real quick to back down my driveway. So. And then I'll get back on. But anyway, so.
Yeah, well, that's the best excuse.
What?
So that's the best excuse we've had in a while.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. Yeah.
Well, on top of that.
And you know what I mean? Like, the manager, well, she would, you know, actually, I should have been able to leave it on, but I, you know, we closed the store with minimum amount of people, and she couldn't have got the door closed. She would have had to stay all night. Because it's happened before. They couldn't get the doors to the mall, between the mall and our store closed. The manager had to stay all night.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah.
And
their gallery closes at 9, and then our stupid store stays open until 10. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's looking cold tonight, too.
What's that?
The weather is awful. It's cold and snowing over here.
I know, and my hands are numb because we had the door open as we were trying to get the screws out of there. But between like four of us, we got it done. So,
oh,
laughing.
There you go, girl power.
Yelling at the same time. So anyway, I don't know if Anna's coming tonight. I think she texted me. I got a quick text, but I didn't get a chance to read it. So,
yeah, I just got a text
know.
From her. Yeah, she said she's not making it tonight.
Oh, okay. So, well, anyway.
Yeah, I just got her. Yeah.
So that's my drama. Mama Hooch. Mama at underscore Hooch. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a heck of a week this week. I thought it was fantastic. Lots of drama this week.
This week and next. This week and the week before. I get them all mixed up. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you catch all the day of eight interviews that
Sherry and Carrie? Yeah, I got most of them. I think I did. I heard her one with Lauren and Teo. He was in a better mood in this one. So he was on in this one. But so that was they were talking about upcoming things with them, and I think there's a lot of good stuff coming up with them in the future. So I know right now they're kind of pairing her with A. Martinez, but I think it's going to be back to Andre. It's going to be a little, eventually
it's like
going to come back to Andre.
From Taylor's tweet today, it sounds like something's going to
Andre. Yes, Kate asks him something that will shock everyone.
Which requires stamina.
Which requires stamina. This sounds pretty good. Yes, yes. And Lauren was out there doing some teasing too. So I don't know. It sounds like for Condre fans, it's kind of going in the direction that we hope that they would go. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see in June, though. They're filming June. Oh, they did finish
June. Yeah. We have to wait for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I know.
And they're dark now till mid-January.
Yeah. See, I thought they were gonna get caught up, but they didn't, But I think, they're going dark, what, now until January, or...
Yeah, it's about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
So, so don't you think that would catch them up a little bit instead of, not being 5 and 6 months ahead? I don't know.
Yeah, it's still gonna put them 5 months ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they just finished mid-June and they'll be back in January, that means they're still filming June and January, which is still 5 months ahead, which is still too long of a break.
Mm-hmm.
That's still too much.
And I also listened to the Casey Moss. Was he with James Reynolds, right? Was he with James?
No, he was with Jordy.
Jordy, okay. Oh, Lucas and, Brian and James were together, yeah. And
right.
I know he mentioned something about, he brought up Teo about planning a trip next year with, with the fellow Days actors. So he said he'd like to go. Although I know Teo had mentioned Jordan too, so I don't know. But that would be interesting. I listened to Stephen and Mary Beth.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And I thought it was kind of cute. He finally said to Carrie Garfield, now I know who you look like, Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She does. Now, when he brought that up, and I'm thinking, yeah, she does. So I thought that was kind of funny. A lot of good interviews. Did you get it? Well, I guess you did. You got a chance to listen to them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Christian Alfonso's one was interesting. She had a guy in Germany who was in the military and was leaving, and basically willed everything to her in case he died. And she was literally getting he was still alive, but she was literally getting his stuff, like model trains and really expensive stuff. And she said she had to, you know, do a lot of things to get him his stuff back. And he didn't make it back home alive. So that was something else. So that's just crazy. That's
yeah.
a really cool story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she said she had never told that story before.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh.
And
Casey Moss,
he was really funny. Yeah, I enjoyed his interview was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Brian DiTillo, unfortunately, that one was really short, but he was real funny too. I was hoping that one was going to be longer, but
he's always fun to talk to and to interview, and so
I'm trying to remember everybody else. They were all pretty cool and interesting. And you still there?
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to have to go for a little bit until I back my car down. Okay, and I'll come right back on.
Okay. Oh gosh, this show's too funny.
I'll have you on.
So,
before. What?
I'll put Bobby on while Marianne's busy. Bobby, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up, Bobby?
Nothing much. I just wanted to just say I really enjoyed the interviews that you all had that you done last week. I enjoyed Joey and Sierra's interviews very well, and I didn't know about this, but this is something I learned from Vivian with the fan mail that she got, like fan mail from people in prison and stuff like that.
Dave
is popular in prison. I think I learned something like that. So at least Vivian and I probably have at least Vivian brought a little bit of sense of humor, and I kind of just went over to just saying, in other words, Dave is popular in prison, and I really enjoyed Brandon and Claire's interview.
Olivia, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the holidays, and I know as far as if Claire's going to sing any Christmas tunes or anything else new, because I think I tweeted the other day on Twitter that I would love to see Olivia have some more music and just do what we've seen before. Now, mind you, I think in the past with General Hospital, we've seen Jack Weller get a top 10 hit because of his success on the show, and we've seen Rick Springfield become a good, successful singer because of his success as an actor on General Hospital in the past. So we could see maybe Olivia probably doing this, or maybe Nadia getting back into music since it's been a while since we heard Chloe sing. But I just want to also say I look forward being from Fayetteville, of course, making the 3-hour trip on April 22nd to seeing Nadia, Eric, Galen, Mary Beth, and Stephen all in Charlotte, because I was just like tweeting out to Nadia and her mom just the other day that I definitely would love to get something really nice for the baby and maybe a gift for Nadia. And since it's going to be so close to Mother's Day, maybe a Mother's Day card, because depending on how much Emmy buzz that Mary Beth and Nadia got, I might also just get a good luck at the Emmys letter or something like that, depending on how much Emmy buzz. And that brings me up two people that might be considered to be put into the mix with supporting actress, like Jen Lilly, for example. She definitely worked her butt off the last few months. And it was funny when I saw Monday when she was foaming up at the mouth. The first thing that came to my mind was, did she and Brady really make up that fast? But I just want to try to keep it clean so I won't get in trouble. But then I thought she must have gotten attacked by a dog or a raccoon. Because this is the only sign I see somebody doing that, and not because they OD. It's when somebody gets attacked by a dog or a raccoon. So I wouldn't, but I don't think she would. But as I said to on Twitter, I don't think we heard the last of Jen Lilly as Teresa anytime soon. Because I know the last 5 years that she had done Successful Rebbe, replacing Kirsten Storms as Maxie on GH, or molding Teresa from being a bitchy type of a character to just a heroine type of a character, that really just really have really impressed me a lot. Because I've seen the same thing with Nicole. I've seen the same thing with Sammy. I've seen the same thing with Chloe. And I saw a little bit of that with Martha Madison's version of Belle. So this have definitely... So I think Jen really has learned a lot, and I think we don't have... And we haven't heard last of her. And another lady that I've really been impressed with, and this is never just came to my mind after I'm just hearing a lot about her, is Marcy Miller, Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it might be a little too late to consider her as being a pre-nom or a nomination for a supporting actress, considering the fact that Kate Massey might likely get into that spot. But I think right now she's definitely working her way, if not this year, 2018, definitely for a daytime Emmy, because she's doing a great job, and I'm really impressed with her. Because I think the last time I was impressed with somebody besides Jen Lilly of being involved in the recast, it was Bree Williamson when she took over the role of Jessica on One Life to Live. And that was the last time I really was impressed with somebody. And Alicia Minshew when she picked up where Sarah Michelle Gellar left off on All My Children. So those are the only two other times I don't want to compare Marcy with those two actresses, but that definitely, you know, it was just great to just see her get some airtime and get a chance to get some speaking parts, because I didn't catch the end of last week after because of Obama and...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Oh, go ahead. Keep talking, Bobby.
Because of Obama and Orion Zucker's former friend, who is now president of the United States. I will not name him. But their little meeting last Thursday that interrupted days in some markets. But I did get a chance to check out Marcy as Abigail on Monday with your man, Tao, and there were some good scenes between the two of them.
Oh yeah, there was. Yeah, there was good scenes with them. Yeah, I like her. She's. I think she's going to be a good Abigail.
Yeah. I really enjoy it because I think about 10 years ago, because even though she's unknown, unlike past unknowns where I didn't know nothing about, like the Carly that was on between Cameron Brown and Laura Wright. I didn't know nothing about her other than that she was on One Life with briefly, and nobody didn't warm up to her. I don't think we're going to see Marcy Miller get quickly recast like that because everybody had warmed up to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the last time I was impressed with somebody besides her would have to be Emmy Ryan when she was Lizzie on Guy in Light after when she took over the role and when she became Lulu on GH. So I was really impressed with what Emmy Ryan did before, but that was the last person that I've been impressed with before Marcy came along as far as recast. But I'm going to really enjoy it, and I'm really going to, you know, enjoy probably seeing what's going to come up this week on Days, because I know there's going to be a lot. But I'm very interested, especially for the Andre and Kate fans out there, even though I never was a big fan of Kate, and you could tell probably from the way when I talked to Lauren and Tao about a month ago when you had them on the show, that I may not have been like the biggest fan of their characters, but I wouldn't mind seeing. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how Aguado's relationship with Kate is going to be, because it's going to be, you know, very interesting to see what happens there.
They need to build the Demira family, so I think that could be interesting.
Right, because I didn't care that much for Dario and and Blanca together. I mean, I was impressed with the actress that played her, but mm-hmm. there was not that much I know of her other than the fact that she was on Spanish soap operas, and I don't know Spanish that well to actually follow those soaps. So,
mm-hmm.
so that was the only thing I knew about her was that she was on a Spanish soap opera, but I never seen any of her projects that were done where she had English dialogue other than Days.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was a little bit shocked to hear about that courtroom drama. In fact, I came up with a new hashtag, and I may possibly suggest this to Vivian on Twitter and Letter, and maybe to Christian later on Twitter, and maybe by way of Letter, and maybe when I see Galen and Charlotte, if it continues on through April. Free Hope.
Free Hope. Oh,
yeah.
She has to spend some time in jail, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it should make for some interesting. I think. Did you hear that Patty's coming back,
who?
She finds her. Deidre Hall is going to play part, not her sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's Deidre playing it this time. I think, if I'm not
okay.
mistaken.
Right.
I don't know, Karen.
I think on another show last week I heard something about that, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I'm just interested in how we're going to play these out, because we've seen with Sammy how that played out, and it worked pretty well for Justin.
I don't think she'll be in for long.
It won't be like that. It will probably be almost similar to what we saw with Gabby, except we didn't see Camille Bennis get recast, mm-hmm. or she just took a couple of months off of Days and just only made a couple of appearances in 2014 before she came back. I don't think we're going to see Christian do the exact same thing because I don't care what NBC daytime does from here on out, if they're going to put the Today Show on all day long or whatever, but I think it would be great just to see Days on at least through 2019, 2020. I know they're going to take some more breaks off with the Thanksgiving hockey game next year, and the Winter Classic, mm-hmm. and the Olympics in 2018. So I'm sure that that's going to be possibly – that might ease up the thing down from maybe reducing it half down to 3 weeks, three months, maybe 2 months, just like we see with the other soaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice. So, yeah, I thought they'd get caught up now.
And I really enjoyed, actually, the podcast with the interviews. I wish I could be out there, but I couldn't afford the money for the trip to California, the airfare, and the hotel. But at least I'm glad that some of the stars are coming to Charlotte next year. But I don't think I have the money or equipment to MP3 some interviews or anything like that and start a podcast or just send them all to you guys to use on your podcast, because I don't think I have the money and expensive, and I don't want to get in trouble for copyright infringements or having to see what the sponsor would be, Geico or Staples or whoever is trying to do. Just call me and just say that I have to pay them.
But
you have a good weekend.
Okay,
you
too, Bobby.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Bobby.
Bye.
Yeah. So, I'd like to thank Carrie and Sherry for doing the interviews. They did a good job, yeah. So, what other ones did you like? I'm trying to think. I think I watched them all. Did you listen to them all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I listened to them all, but it was Monday, and so I really remember stuff from Monday.
Yeah, some of them were a little, they had them a little long. Usually, they average about, I remember when I did them last year, it was about 10 minutes. Some you got maybe even less than 10 minutes. Some you might go a little longer. It kind of just depended, because they do. They kind of hurt this poor guy. I mean, they hurt them like cattle, you know.
Yeah.
Go to this one, go to that one, go to this one. And then, because they have half of them that are out with the fans in the morning, and then the other half are doing press, and then they switch them, and they move pretty fast through the fan lines too, from what I heard. But heard from different fans that they enjoyed it. It's a good experience. And did you get a chance to see Michael Fairman's any of Michael Fairman's. He has some out there too. He has some, and he has video. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get the chance to watch them. I retweeted some of them, but I didn't get to watch them yet.
Yeah, he had a good one with Lauren and Teo.
Mm-hmm.
Too. They were talking. So, but yeah.
Is there any new information on theirs?
What's that? Any information on theirs? What were they were talking about? Andre and Kate, and about Tony. Could it be Tony? And would he like to come back as Tony? And they all say that they really like Andre. Like Kate says, she's really enjoying Andre now. And so he was kind of talking about. They were talking about Teo's dinner parties with Lauren. And so, but it was a good interview. But,
Let's just talk about this week. So we had Hope getting sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
And she had 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And no possibility of parole. So so that was just trial. I mean, I don't know. I think they should have. Usually with those, they usually have character witnesses for Hope, so they would have had Sierra talk and her parents, and I think they kind of should have went towards that route, too. But, and then was too, it's Lucas and Adrian's wedding day, the same day as he's sentencing.
And nobody's coming. Even Jennifer couldn't make it. Because I guess, Abigail's there, so she don't want anybody to. And then JJ was first day back at work, and he couldn't make it. Nobody, except for Kate, and Philip was going, I think. There's some good scenes between Kate and Lucas. They were getting on, they were like on each other. I mean, it's the typical Lucas and Kate exchange, you know.
But, it was funny because Kate goes, Jennifer's not going. She's your sister, and she was Adrian's sister-in-law. And Lucas made a comment about how inbred Salem was. And that was so funny.
Oh, yeah, he did say about the inbreeding in Salem. That's true. That is true.
Yeah, that is a good point. Yeah.
Because sometimes I have to stop and think of, that's right. They are related or this, you know, or how they're all related. It's like, geez. So, in the courtroom scenes, the only ones that were talking were Andre and Chad, saying about, which those were both good scenes, too, with both of them.
Yeah, and I thought Chad threw Hope under the bus more than Andre did. Andre had a little bit of restraint, but Chad really...
Hear
her heart.
Andre's getting a little bit more of a little bit more heart there and a little bit more understanding. And in fact, he agreed not to out Roman and Rafe as long as she pled guilty. So I mean, he could have really went for the kill and but he didn't. So he's kind of changed a little bit there, which I kind of liked. It was kind of cute when he was watching Thomas. Chad kind of looked at him when he said about watching Thomas, and after when he looked at him, he says, "Well, he doesn't do much, does he?" It was kind of funny. Like, I would have loved to have seen him pick up the baby and have the baby and Anna had mentioned this too, and had the baby spit up all over him, all over his suit, over his nice new. Yes, that would have been hysterical.
But that would have been nice to see Andre actually have to really babysit an actual baby.
Start crying and pick him up or whatever. Yes, that would have been fun to watch. So
I think the last baby I saw, I think it was Andre, wasn't Tony? Was Andre actually held? Remember, I think it was baby Theo. And Theo was getting baptized or something.
Yes, he actually held him. Oh, yes. We were all going, oh, my gosh. Because that's just, you just melt when you just see. And then there was another one, I think, with Sydney. She grabbed his hand or whatever, little baby Sydney.
Oh.
And stuck his, remember, she grabbed his hand and put it in her mouth? the little baby.
I
remember.
Aww.
Yes, and he would put it because I think she was crying, and he grabbed his finger, you know, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah, that was cute, but so.
Yeah, I think, believe it or not, I think Kate's a good influence on Andre. I think she's really getting
mm-hmm.
him to look at things in a different way. I mean, it's kind
yeah.
of odd that maybe at this age now, maybe he's mellowing, that he seems to want to be accepted into society for the first time, because he hasn't
mm-hmm.
really wanted that in a while.
And he kind of took her advice, too.
Yeah, he took it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
being more diplomatic, I guess you would say, and pragmatic, a little more thoughtful of what he's doing instead of going after revenge. He's looking at things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That he could still kind of get what he wants, but it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't want him to be too good, though. You know, we still like the
no.
little plotting and the stirring and the little bit of devilish. You know, he can't be. But and they neither will Kate. You don't want Kate to be too good either. So them together
no.
should be interesting. And they have a good chemistry together. And they're very good friends, you know, in real life. So yeah, they really get along really well. So that
yeah,
that helps.
He really respects her, and I think that shows. And I think that's something she wants is respect.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
I keep forgetting, but Anna's going to be coming back. Leanne will be coming
I
back.
I know.
So
how's
she has a little bit of dealings.
But
yeah, I'm thinking there. Yeah, I'm thinking there might be a little bit of dealings with Andre. But I'm wondering if she's coming back more for Carrie and Roman, or I don't know. And she's not coming back permanently, from what I understand. So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because I thought there. Yeah.
But Anna never cared for Andre, though. So you know what I mean?
No.
So I couldn't.
No, but this is a different Andre than
yeah.
who she knew. Yeah, this
yeah.
is a different Andre. So, like, she might see a little bit of Tony in him, because I think Kate's kind of saying or telling him she wants to see a little bit more Tony from
right.
him. So, yeah. So, we've had some good stuff there. Did you think the best thing was Brady and Teresa? Wasn't that like
oh.
heartbreaking? Oh, Jen Lilly.
Oh, it's so sad. And yeah,
I
Jen
know.
Was fantastic. She was really
oh my gosh.
Week.
Yeah, she could have some Emmy worthy stuff out there.
Just but she was just switching all over the place. I mean, one minute she's acting like the old Teresa, the one that just came to town. I mean, she really was acting like her. And then whenever Brady wasn't around, she'd switch back to being Teresa the mom. And the fiance, and
right.
I mean, it was very
yeah.
impressive.
Because she was there at the beginning, pretending to be back on drugs, and then when it was getting so much for her, she actually did. OD, you know, she actually
mm-hmm.
did do them, and
mm-hmm.
and also the good, great scenes with John Aniston with Victor
yeah.
and Teresa, where he found her, and I really liked when. She finally came at the end to see Tate for one last time and get her stuff. There was a scene between
mm-hmm.
them that was very emotional, and he hugged her, and it kind of made amends. And he said something in Greek, and what it was come
oh.
back to us.
Oh.
And he said it in Greek. And she said, what's that mean? He says, come back to us. And I thought, oh, and then he hugged her. So you never know, maybe I know it was. Did you see that? Did you see those scenes? Those were good.
Yeah. And it sounds like Jen's real busy. She said she did four. She filmed four different things since she left the show. So she's been busy the last 6 months.
Wow.
So
yeah. And they did
so.
Kind of leave it open for Teresa to come back, but who knows where Brady will be at that point. But
mm-hmm.
and I. And I noticed in a lot, even in some of his interviews or the interviews with the everybody always brings up how lucky Brady is. Poor Brady.
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't have any luck with women at all.
Well, the thing is,
and then
he keeps going for the bad girls. That's kind of the problem with a lot of it.
I mean, if he tried to find a good girl once in a while, he doesn't have to fix. You know, he might have better luck.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever on that route, I guess, huh? I don't remember.
Yeah, he might want to try that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to find a good girl for a change. But a lot of people now, though, want him with Chloe, since Chloe's
with Chloe?
Free. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. How'd you like that twist, the baby being Daniel and Nicole's?
Well, you know what? I actually liked it. I know a lot of people don't like it. I like it, but I'm happy. Yeah, we never would have guessed that. I think some people kind of guessed that. I mean, I don't care that the baby's Daniel's, but I'm just glad Nicole's finally having her own kid. I mean, we've been waiting so long. Nicole has a baby.
But now Chloe doesn't want to tell her because of Deimos, but with her being involved with Deimos.
Yeah.
Know where that's going, so.
So yeah, I'm actually on board with it. So I know some people have issues with it, but I'm pretty cool with it. But
I don't know.
Oh, the one scene where Teresa was left the mansion from the last time, and Brady starts. He looks at the liquor bottles and starts trashing them, and Victor comes over and just gives
Victor
him the awesomest hug. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Brady was crying. Yeah.
Oh,
and and Brady was like actually sobbing, like in tears, and it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
So there was a lot of good things.
And the fighting between, you know, and then she slapped Brady, and there's just so many different scenes. And then we got to saw Shane and Kimberly. They were helping her, trying to talk her out of it, and then decided to help her. I guess Shane's going to be monitoring her and following her. You know, he's supposed to be in on that. So it was nice to see them back for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I'm interested in that. So, I'm glad to see Kimchi. Someone said there was a rumor that Charles Shaughnessy is actually on contract and not recurring.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Just him, though, but not her? So it doesn't make any sense. Why would they have him on contract with Jen Lilly gone and Patsy only did those few episodes and that was it?
Yeah.
And they were wearing, from what I remember, Kim and Shane were wearing wedding rings, so you just assume they're remarried to each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it was mentioned
that they had been together, that, you know, they had gotten together.
So, so that'd be interesting if that's a true rumor and he's really on the show under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, that was interesting.
What did you think about Marcy Miller coming back, or as Abigail, and how she came back?
Oh,
and how the whole twist was, we thought Andre really kidnapped her, but he didn't. He was actually helping her. So there he was the good guy again. It was actually her idea to run away and get away from Chad because she didn't want to be a burden. And Andre actually, and Laura.
And Laura was involved in it.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting was that was the long-term story, because if you remember when Laura was only on for that one episode, she went to the DeMera Mansion and she basically took a swipe at Andre. And it seemed a little bit odd that she did that, because it seemed like, you know, why would she do that for no reason? It was just, you know, I don't remember there being particularly a problem between Andre and Laura, like, ever. But,
or did they even know each other? Is what I'm trying to think.
I can't remember if she was on the show when Peter was with Jennifer, so I guess Andre would have been.
Or was it Tony?
Andre back then would have been. They said it was Tony, but it was Andre.
Or Tony, but we thought it was Tony. Yeah. True.
so. But yeah, I don't remember Tony being involved with, in a negative way, with Laura or even Jennifer. So, yes, I remember seeing his odds. Like, why is she taking a shot at him? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just, well, because he's in Mira and he's Andre. Yeah. That's all the only reason that they need, you know,
so she did that to make sure, throw Chad off track. So he wouldn't know they were working.
She could
together.
Have done that.
She,
true. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why she did that. But that was cool, though, because that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they brought this. Yeah, who would have thought this whole thing would have turned out this way? I mean, yeah, they're really twisting stories pretty well.
Yeah, because they did a flashback with when she came into the house and actually how it happened. She ran into Andre and she played on his, you know, and she told him and she asked him to help her. You know, he agreed. So, yeah, so they kind of did a flashback to, like, how that actually all happened. But then she revealed herself to Jennifer. Of course, Jennifer passed, kind of more or less passed out, which that's understandable. But for some reason, she doesn't want JJ to know. And she doesn't want Chad to know yet, so.
Well, the thing is weird. Number one, she didn't want anybody to know, but she was running around the town square.
Right,
with
just
no
that
disguise,
hat
really, with just a hat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how the hell is she going to hide in Jennifer's house with Doug and Julie living there and JJ? How is she going to pull that off?
And you know Julie,
you know,
she'll find out everything. Julie doesn't miss a trick.
Yeah,
those
two
are still gorgeous as ever. I mean, I saw them at, you know, in the Day of Days, pictures of them and stuff.
Yeah.
They just look, both of them, fantastic.
Oh, they're a beautiful couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what else can I say? Yeah, so, you know, I thought her performance was solid. She definitely didn't look like a newcomer or anything, and she was very confident and... And you can understand why she did it, even though it's not something most people would do. But the thing is, though, when you're not in the right state of mind and you're hallucinating, and top of that, you know, stuff you thought were hallucinations weren't hallucinations, you know, so she thought, you know, Ben was after her, and he really was. He was gaslighting her, and no one believed her. And I mean, yeah, when you don't know fact from fiction and reality from hallucinations, yeah, you can see why. When you have a clear moment in your mind, you're like, you know, I'm in danger to all these people and I need to get away. I mean, you can understand that.
Right.
Why she would think everybody would be better off without her, because she just didn't know if she was living in reality or not. So, but
she didn't think
really
she'd ever get better.
Yeah, and she's really nuts, though. Mm-hmm. She thinks she could hide in Jennifer's house and no one's going to know.
Well, yeah. But she does seem kind of sane. She said she got help, I guess, and she feels that she's better. But if she's better, why doesn't she go back, you know? But now she hears, you know, she's seeing Gabby getting closer and closer to Chad. So you would think she'd get the heck over there and, you know. So, I don't know. Because Chad and Gabby almost kissed, almost. and she kind of left. Yeah, so he's...
Yeah,
you
Chad's
know,
the one who went in for the kiss, and she backed off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it's, I know it's obvious, but yeah, it's pretty obvious JJ really didn't cheat on her. But who the heck was he with? Someone set him up.
Well, he said he cheated. Oh, you think he didn't cheat on her? So.
No. He was passed out. He has no idea what he did.
Yeah. He thinks he did because
up.
He must have,
yeah.
He, you know. So... Oh, maybe Chad did that. I don't know.
I don't think he would have done that, but somebody did.
Yeah.
Some people are thinking it.
But why?
It's, what's her face? Abe's daughter. I can't remember her name. Lanny. Some people are thinking it was Lanny.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just thought he assumed that he did something. He woke up drunk and the girl's there, you know, and left him a note or...
he assumed. He doesn't actually remember doing it, so which makes me think
doing,
he didn't
no,
really
he does,
because
he keeps saying, I didn't. He says, I don't remember doing it. So, I was also interesting with Chad's client, the blonde, and her husband, and how Gabby turned the tables on her when she came after Chad and was blackmail, you know, threatening to, if he didn't sleep with her, you know, he wouldn't get the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby just turned, and Gabby caught them and just turned it around on her and said, you know, give Chad the deal or I'm going to say or tell your husband what you've been doing. So I thought that was kind of, that was pretty good.
What was driving me nuts, though, was I recognized the actress, and I don't remember what the hell I saw her in. So
I know, I recognize her, too.
Yeah,
I don't know who she is either. She looks familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember who the hell she is, though. I'll have to look up her name. But I don't remember. I know I've seen her somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What else was I going to say? Hmm. Oh yeah, Chloe and Philip keep this from Nicole. I just think it's horrible. I mean,
no,
you know.
Chloe told Philip, and Philip's just about almost ready to tell Nicole, I think.
Yeah, and then Damus he found out Damus is kind of favoring Brady over him. So,
yeah, and then Nicole was agreeing with him, and now so of course now he's pissed off at Nicole, so he's not going to tell her. I don't know.
You know,
I don't know how long that'll go on.
Right. It's hard to pick between Brady and Philip because they're both idiots. So
they are. Much as I love Eric Martoff and I love Brady, he is an idiot. It's like, oh, so is Philip. Although I like this. I do like this Philip. I do like this actor. I do. I think it was a good next to Jake Kenneth Johnson. He's the next best Philip, I guess you could say. But I don't know.
Yeah, but they let him go though. So
yeah, they did. And I liked him with Martha Madison.
Yeah.
You know, I
liked the sex scenes. I was very entertained.
Yeah.
And holy cow, Philip half naked was a nice sight to see.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Damn.
Not as good as Brady, but yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Seriously. But, that was disappointing. I kind of like this about Philip, and I kind of don't, is that he's very intense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, it's interesting, but sometimes, dude, he just wears you out. It's like, you know, dude, chill a little bit. He just feels like he's always, in the middle of some drama. Yeah, he's never relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's just like a little puppy.
Mm.
But I liked it, but after a while, I kind of just like, would you just sit down and relax? Just a little bit too much. But it brought a different flavor to Philip. So I think Jake Johnson kind of plays Philip too dull sometimes. Like, he's not interested. And I think Jean-Paul Vossier gave him a little bit more spirit and life, and he's pretty snarky with a lot of people, characters on the show. I just think the old Philip was a little bit too passive, and this one's very aggressive, and I kind of like that for a change of pace.
I don't know, wonder how they're sending him off or why he leaves. Maybe because he doesn't embrace, it goes Brady, and he just gets maybe upset and leaves, or Victor sends him over, you know, to run one of the companies. That's what they do when they want to, like, he sent Sonny off to run the Paris thing, and then Sonny comes back, and so, and then we have the whole Sonny and Paul thing trying to evolve now again. I haven't seen that for a while. Oh, and Jade's supposedly pregnant. That's another thing going on. I know you're not a big fan of Joey or Jay. I don't know. I like the actress that plays Jade, though. I think she's pretty good.
Yeah. But, oh, my gosh. Joey. I mean, number one, you're watching it. It's like, why is Jade trying to trap this kid? He's a loser. He really is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to college, and that's about it. He doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
He's been arrested several times.
Right in the middle of Adrian's wedding, he has to tell Steve. Well, I can't wait to have to tell you. Drops that ball.
That's really immature. Just say, hey, guess what? I knocked out my girlfriend that drives me crazy and is a nag. So, except though, when she's like, yeah, you're going to have to support me and the baby. It's like, oh, yeah, like Joey's going to get a job. Give me a freaking break. Doing what?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, I'm hoping she's not pregnant because, but that drives me nuts. I'm thinking about that all the time about the teen storylines. Someone always gets knocked up, and someone always gets married too young. And it's like, can we give these kids a little bit of a life first before you stick them with a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't need Joey with a kid. I really don't need to see Stephen kill a grandparents right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd rather have Stephanie come home with a kid than have Joey have one. The whole, when he, I don't think Joey would be easier for me to take if they just said flat out, you know, he's stoned all the time. If they said to me, I'm like, oh, okay, that's why he acts like that. But he just acts like he's stoned all the time.
Yeah, he does. He's basically like one note, you know.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're pregnant? What? Yeah. Your mom's in the hospital. Oh. Your mom and I are getting married again. Okay.
I was going to say, there was a lot of good Steve and Kayla stuff the last couple of weeks with them getting engaged and back together, and I like them. Yeah.
The dialogue last couple of weeks has been really good, and I thought the dialogue with Steve's proposal was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the cute scenes between Steve, Kayla, and Adrian at the church? Actually, it's her hotel room, and talking about old and blue and all that stuff. And
he says, well, you got me, like Steve, I'm old. And he says, you got me, something old. So. Well, it was funny.
She said, well, I'm glad you didn't say me. I think Adrian's the baby sister, though. But,
that's what I was wondering. Is she younger than Jack, or was Jack the baby? Or
Jack
was it Adrian?
The baby. Yeah,
Jack,
I thought
Steve
Adrian.
So.
Yeah. But I'm so glad, though, they rekindled the Steve and Adrian sibling relationship, because they weren't together for months.
Yeah, you kind of forgot that they were brother and sister. Like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Even Adrian are brother and sister. And and the whole connection. And I'm glad to see Justin came in to stop the wedding. Yay, Justin. Although, poor Lucas. There's Lucas again getting thrown under the bus. Huh?
I'm not on Team Justin. No.
You're not on Team Justin. Oh, you're Team Lucas.
He's cheated on her so many times.
Oh, I know.
He was a total prick. Like the whole month leading up to the wedding, he was so just shitty with her. It's like, if you're in love with her, don't be such a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to win your ex-wife back. You know, try to be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but then there's
free
poor
life.
Lucas. He always gets thrown under the bus. I know.
He's,
and then what are they trying to do? Put him with Anne? I can't see that matchup, though. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, though, she will always love him. The problem is Lucas keeps falling for women that's that into him. Or he's like, second best. You know, Sammy always had her eye on EJ, and eventually, you know.
Yeah,
and,
Sammy
Lucas were frenemies, and he's, you know, she almost got executed and all this stuff. And so Sammy Lucas had a very volatile, unhealthy relationship. And then Lucas and Chloe, that was basically just a joke. That was basically a one-night stand that ended up being a marriage.
Right.
And
Kate paid Nicole to marry Lucas, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
So Lucas tends to be with women who are not that into him, and he did it again now with Adrian. So, but I mean, I love Justin and Adrian, and it was nice they did show a flashback on Friday of Justin proposing to her.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but I just, he's just not, I'm with Adrian, though. He hasn't convinced me yet that he's not going to hurt her again. I'm just not convinced Justin won't hurt her again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And Lucas is cute, so.
Oh, yeah, he is cute.
But it seems like they're both together, though, because they're like the safe choice. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that really works either in a marriage. You know, like Lucas is marrying Adrian, but he thinks she'll never hurt him. And Adrian is marrying Lucas, but she thinks Lucas will never hurt her. And I don't know if that's really, you know, love. You know what I mean? Oh, and Judy Evans looked beautiful. So I just wanted to throw that
out
there too.
Oh, I mean, yeah, and her and how they did her in her wedding dress. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She always looks good.
For a wedding that nobody went to, I mean, they didn't do it. I mean, they actually got to church. They didn't marry in someone's living room, like
they're at the church, but nobody was there.
Nobody was
Steve
there.
Steve was sitting
and
on the one side by himself. It looked like.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the front row by himself on her side.
Yeah.
And they did mention
did
mention their mother couldn't make it, so she's still out there somewhere. And they didn't. There was a Caroline mentioned too. Again, a couple of them. They keep mentioning her, but she's still upstairs.
Yeah.
Doing whatever.
I think Peggy McKay's not well.
I don't think so. I heard she did. She just had a birthday and turned 89.
Oh, God bless her. It's awesome.
Mentioned that, but but you know what? Just a year ago, because I interviewed her at Day of Days, and she looked pretty good. Just a year ago, so yeah, because she was there.
So hopefully we see her again. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when she's on, though, she always delivers. You know what I mean? She's always putting in solid performances.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else we missed this week?
I don't know. I think we got everything, or every storyline, I guess. I think.
Yeah. So anyway, to recap, if you anybody didn't listen to the Day of Days interviews, they're here on Blog Talk Radio, and like you can also get them on iTunes, and I have them all embedded on the blog too. So
with some good pictures, some nice pictures of everybody.
Yeah, that was everybody looks fantastic, and it sounds like it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I still want a goal of mine to go to one. So we'll see what next year brings.
Maybe next year, yeah. I'm hoping I can get out there next
year.
Hopefully, date. I know I do. Yeah, I'm just thankful I got to go out to a couple of them and to do.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my first one as a fan, and then the next one I went to was the fifth. You know, last year as the behind the scenes, and that's a whole new experience. That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you're interviewing them, but then they're always in and out there, and you're back there, and you just never know who's going to pop in and out. You know, as
mm-hmm.
coming and going, and you can and they'll stop and talk with you too. You know, which is always that fun.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm going to see if I'm going to check one more thing, too, before we get off here. Let's see if Angela wants to come in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Angela, do you have anything you wanted to share?
Hi there.
Hi.
A couple. Hey, how are you? Marianne, your car story was... The whole story was kind of scary, but it was funny also with the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of felt like we're in the car with you. I had mentioned, I think I tweeted this earlier in the Tennessean newspaper today. I was really surprised. Scott and Missy Reeve have sold their beautiful house over in Franklin. And, they had the video. She did a great video with Christian Alfonso and Mary Beth Evans when they came to Nashville back in September. And so I guess they had the house for sale then. And this is a house they built in 2014. When she first left Days back in the mid-90s and they moved out here, I think they had a different house. So I don't know if they did this. But I mean, if you haven't been to the Plank blog, which is Mary Beth Evans' website and seen that video. I think it's called Down on the Farm with Missy and Scott. It's absolutely beautiful. And they seemed really quite settled there. I was, like I said, and of course they love it here in Franklin. And and of course that's a beautiful area. But anyway, they sold the house, and it was in the newspaper, the Tennessean, today. And then Tuesday, I saw this last week, and I'm going to try to see if I can catch it, and I'll tweet if I find anything else interesting, or maybe they'll end up, you know, publishing something that we can tweet. But she's going to be on the local NBC affiliate Tuesday. Yeah, they have, you know, most of these affiliates have the local midday, you know, kind of talk fest. And when Day's cast came in September, Missy and Brian Pillow both were on, but they really didn't, it just wasn't very well prepared. I mean, they really didn't have anyone to interview them. I mean, it was just almost like Missy and Brian were just trying to talk through the show. So anyway, but she's going to be on, and they advertised that locally last week that she's going to be on Tuesday. So I'm anxious to hear what the plan is. I know her daughter just got married, and, you know, and she's doing music. And of course, there's a lot of opportunity still here. And I can't see them moving away permanently. But I mean, that house was absolutely beautiful. And so of course they got, you know, I'm sure good money for it. Maybe that's part of it. And he knows how to build houses. So maybe that's there's tremendous development here. So I don't know. I don't have any idea what it means at all. I mean, they did say in the article that, you know, he had been on Nashville, the ABC show. But he'd only really done about 3 episodes, and I think the last time he aired was 2015. But of course, you know, Nashville is starting back in January, so maybe he's doing that again. But anyway, that was kind of a surprise because, you know, just looking at Jason 47, it's, you know, Missy's contract was still up in September, and like I said, and then of course when we read today that they're going to be off 8 weeks before mm-hmm. they come back. So anyway, I'm anxious to hear, because like I said, I think the world, I just like her, love Jennifer. I mean, you know, the storylines that she's had have come and gone, but, and we've had back and forth, but I like the fact that they're doing The Spectator. I've been waiting years for that. So I thought that was good. And the interviews I thought you posted were great. And I did see I thought the interviews with Wally Kurth and Judy Evans were quite good too. And I can't specifically remember what they said, but, you know, even if they didn't, and I agree with you completely, Carrie, that the character of Justin has really been a dud these last couple of months. I still like Justin mm-hmm. and Hope. You know, I'm sitting there with that court scene. Mm-hmm. Why don't you get with Justin? But I thought that the chemistry between Judy Evans and Wally Kurth and their excitement over Justin and Adrian, it makes me think they really are going to go back to that eventually. And somebody mm-hmm. is supposed to have cancer. And, you know, of course, I don't know if that happened. That was a preview or what. I'm not quite sure. I may have seen a preview and that hasn't occurred yet. But someone's supposed to, you know, fall out, and it looks like it was maybe Adrian. You know, they never did do that breast cancer story.
Yeah,
that they talked about months ago. So maybe they'll do that. But like I said, I thought that, like I said, you know, hats off to Jim Lilly. I mean, I cried literally over that baby Tate scene. That was so sweet and so sad. Yeah. And I'm very excited over Marcy, the new Abigail. I think she seems to be, and she's really on Twitter. Yeah, she's really. You know, some people come on and you know, and I don't even follow NBC Days anymore, but I tweeted to her and told her she did a good job, and she tweeted me back, and so she's trying to be really interactive with the audience, too.
Too, and she tweeted back to me, too, so yeah, she's mm-hmm. engaging. I was, like, looking through her. And she's answering, like, tweeting to a lot of different people, so.
Right, and she's an experienced actress. This isn't her first job. I mean, we know which actors, you know, that they brought in as younger people that didn't have experience versus the ones that did. So I think she's going to be good. And I was thrilled to death with the Andre story. I think I'm pleased, too, that they mixed, you know, her, Marcy Abigail, with Andre, and because I didn't see that twist coming. And I don't know, when does Laura come back on? Because doesn't she have one more day to show up to come back?
I don't know. She was on a couple of times, but we haven't seen her since she's come back.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think she has one more day to air, and it's with Andre. And I think it's December. I think it's still off. I think there's still at least one more scene or something. So I think that'll be interesting, because I would like to see her come back more regularly, especially if we're going to have some more people kind of twist around. But anyway, but I thought it was a pretty good week for Days. The ratings were not good. That was kind of sad, because I think the show was better than that. Lord knows, you know, I'm not a big, you know, proponent for Dina, but I have to admit, I feel like the show has been better. And
poor Dina, you know, they've been getting it right. And actually, her and Ryan, they have Days too, because I saw somebody had their picture with them. Forget who it was or where I saw
really?
It. But they were there.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. No, I didn't see that. Well, like I said, it was a good week. I thought overall it was a good week. And, you know, like I said, I enjoyed all the interviews. Like I said, I just like Wally Kurth no matter what. I don't care if he's on General Hospital or he's on Days. I like him so much.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to overlook Justin's shortcomings because I just like to see Wally.
Sorry.
But anyway, it's good to hear from both you guys, and like I said, hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving next week.
You too. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay. You take care.
Bye bye. Thanks, Angela. Okay. Good night.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up. So well, thanks for calling in, Marianne, despite your issues tonight. Leaving work.
Yes, I made it. I can't miss the show. So.
I know. And Anna did call in, and then she saw that we had enough callers, and she dropped off. So Anna did try to come in to rescue me in case I needed a rescue, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's
so
good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, and we'll see you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.